Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and we have the fabulous producer, Jay, on the line with us, which I am forever grateful. For 6.5 years, Jay has made this show go round, so thank you, Jay. And for you guys out there, if you're used to this show and my voice sounds really deep and off, it's because last week I fell so sick. I'm going to say with a little beyond a cold. And friends, people that were staying here had been traveling, and I think they brought it in. And it was just really amazing how fast it knocked me into the bed. So I've spent the last week just resting and listening to my body and not talking very much. And now that I'm back up in the world, I still hear it in my throat and my voice. So bear with me. Hopefully I won't cough and clear my throat too much while we're on the show, and I'm grateful for your patience and your kindness, your time and your energy. I am here on the island of Malta. Still love it. 4 years later, we've had our four-year anniversary living here on this island, and I could not be more thrilled to live in the Mediterranean and to experience life the way that it is over here, because it is fantastic and beautiful. Now, several years ago, I think it was 2017, I released a book called The Body Heals Itself, How Deeper Awareness of Your Muscles and Their Emotional Connection Can Help You Heal. And at that time, it was translated into a couple of languages and picked up by a particular publisher in India called Yogi Traditions. There was only one other book at the same time that was picked up along with mine. That book was Warrior Goddess Training by Heather Ash Amara. And I was always very honored that they chose our two books. We do not have the same publisher. Both books are around healing. And I was really excited that of the two books they picked up, it was mine and yours, Heather Ash. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here on All About Healing.
Thanks so much, Emily. What a great story. I love that.
Isn't that cool? I was so excited when I saw your name, when your publicist reached out and said, we have a new book coming out, it's Heather Ash Amara, and I just wrote back with a resounding, can I scream yes, yes, please? You are brilliant. You are magical. You are a force. You are a woman whose energy transcends places that you haven't physically touched, and yes, it has been there. Warrior Goddess Training is one of the worldwide bestsellers. It sold over 400,000 copies. Might I say, your book did far better at Yogi Traditions than mine, but I'm still excited that both of ours were there and yours continues there. But your energy is fantastic and your message is so powerful. So before we even get into the new book that we're here to promote, please tell the audience a little bit about who you are and some of the work you have done to this point.
So fun. So Warrior Goddess Training came out of me teaching and sharing and just loving earth-based spiritual traditions and the way that we can learn how to work with the elements, air, fire, water, and earth, and also come back into relationship with each other in community. It's a delightful deep dive into 10 different lessons, and starting with committing to ourselves. So what I found as I started working on the book is that so often as women, especially, we have committed to helping other people live their dreams or taking care of other people or staying small so that we don't offend people. We commit to all sorts of things that don't actually serve us. But learning how to actually commit to ourselves and really claim our warrior energy, which is our focus and clarity, and our goddess energy, which is our receptivity and openness and play, is vital for us. So that's the seed of the book.
I love it. Now, my friend went to a talk, a whole workshop in Sedona, Arizona, many years ago, and the author of The Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz, was one of the main attractions of this workshop, but so were you. And she came home just raving, Heather Ash. And I still remember that so much. Do you do work with the family, the Ruiz family?
I used to. I apprenticed with Don Miguel Ruiz starting in 1992. So for many, many years before there was the Four Agreements book. And then I taught and traveled with the family for many years. I haven't interacted with them a lot in the last couple of years because they're doing more online stuff through the pandemic. But they are deeply, deeply in my heart. And a lot of so much of the work that I do comes out of my relationship with the Ruiz family and those teachings.
What a gift. What an absolute gift. And how much better that you knew them before. That's huge. I didn't know that. And I think that's a really special part to talk about, because a lot of times we find each other once we have something in the universe out in tangible, and then we find other people. But to find them before the book came out, that really, to me, it changed so many people. It changed a culture and a consciousness. The Four Agreements. My children are young, and I still spend the summers reading them that book. And I know that it's a little over their heads, but it's also simple. And I think it's important before each school year that we read that book and we are reminded those simple, basic agreements and how important they are to put into our life. And the fact that you've been doing, I am assuming, and correct me, but I feel like the majority of your work is really women-centered. Am I right?
That is correct. I'm shifting it slightly with this book, but it's definitely woman-focused to help the specific agreements and patterning that women have to help get free.
Now I live in Malta. You heard me say that at the beginning.
Yes.
I moved from Atlanta, Georgia, to the island of Malta in the Mediterranean in the pandemic time, 2020. We moved here sight unseen with four animals, two children, my husband and I, and we changed our lives completely. And I love it. I would never change it for the world. It's been incredible. But I do feel like now that I'm getting a little deeper in here, I'm reading a lot of, there's a woman group here. And as I read a lot of the people, it really breaks my heart to see how many women feel changed, especially here in Europe or a very old country. There's a lot of women that feel like they don't have their power or their voice. And I grew up in the United States never questioning. I always really loved and embraced being a woman, and I never felt anything but strong and able and allowed, basically. I think it's changed a lot, and it is changing now into some ways that I don't think are healthy. But I do feel like I'm seeing a lot more women than I'm used to seeing, feeling really patted down and trapped. So when you started this work, was there a particular thing that really kept calling to you? Was there a situation? What was the beginning?
The beginning was, I laugh, I was raised in Southeast Asia, so I grew up traveling and seeing different cultures and different people and different ways of being. And when I came to the United States to go to college, I was like, what is wrong? Like, I felt something was wrong inside my being and that the people I was interacting with, but I didn't have language or understanding what I was seeing. I just had a feeling sense. I got into politics for a couple of years, and then I started studying different spiritual traditions, and I recognized, oh, this is what I've been yearning for, is a return back to spirit, to connection, and to community, which I'd been immersed in Asia, growing up in Buddhist culture that's very family and community and spirit oriented. And at that time, I just wanted to share what I was learning. And who showed up was women, by the hundreds. And I was 21 when I started teaching, and it wasn't like, I'm going to be a teacher. It was, I have to share this. There's this burning love and joy and desire to come together with women to heal. That has just continued, and I've been so incredibly blessed in my life to work with so many people and so many women's circles and help really Americans, and I do a lot of work in Europe as well, but come back into relationship with each other in a new way and themselves in a new way.
That's incredible. And so where in Southeast Asia did you grow up?
I was born in Hong Kong, and then we lived in Singapore, Hong Kong, Bangkok, which had a huge effect on me, and then I graduated high school in Singapore before coming to Northern California to go to college. So, and we traveled around the world every year. I mean, by the time I was 15, I'd been all over Europe, Eastern Europe, Asia, Africa. I mean, it's really, Australia, an incredible childhood.
What a beautiful life.
It is, and I'm continuing it. It's so fun. I'm currently in Ohio on a 2-month, 25-city book tour for Wild Willing Wise, and I'm in my Airstream, so I'm nomadic. And I just love being on the road and meeting people, and I feel like a weaver. I feel like my whole life has been about weaving different teachings and traditions and people together from the heart to help people really get from to be more heart-centered. I think it's the simplest. Sometimes people are like, what do you do? And I'm like, help people get back into their heart, help people connect and be more intimate with themselves and others and shed and shake off the old beliefs and agreements and structures that don't no longer serve us.
Well, that's a perfect segue into your latest book, Wild, Willing, and Wise, and the subtitle is An Interactive Guide for When to Paddle, When to Rest, and When to Jump Naked into the River of Life. I mean, the title is pretty self-explanatory, so it sounds really silly to go, tell me more, but can you tell us what brought this book into life? What was the calling to make this happen?
I started writing this book in the middle of the pandemic, and I was really looking at, okay, what are we going to need coming out of this huge shift that we've all been in the middle of? And what it felt like was rapid. Like, I've been on the rivers before, and I was on the Grand Canyon, Colorado River, and the feeling sense of being in rapids and sometimes having skill of how to navigate, but a lot of times just feeling tossed around. So that was the impetus of like, okay, we're going to need bite-sized and also to find our sense of humor again. And so that book came out of three archetypes that I've studied and worked with for many years, which is the maiden, mother, and crone. And as I started working with those archetypes and really dreaming into them, I recognized that I wanted to give something that was even more condensed, like that was a non-gendered, not linear of like youth, middle age, and elderhood, but that was the deep qualities that I felt like we all needed to bring back in to our boat so we could ride the river of life. So that's where wild, willing, and wise came from.
Mm-hmm. You know, I have like this double set of questions in my head from listening to you. So forgive me as I navigate. Once I hear your voice, I don't come in with notes for this show ever. Because once I hear your voice, I throw the notes out anyway, and so I don't come in with a bunch of stuff ready to go. And so once I hear your voice, I have other questions. My question now, hearing you, is a lot of times when people write these really spiritual healing books, they tell you a little bit in the book, but there has to be some part that you struggled with. Otherwise, you wouldn't really find your way into such a depth of healing. You know, people that didn't have a lot of falls, don't have a lot of climbs back up. You know, the neutral life doesn't really work that way. Was there a part, at least during the pandemic, or something in the last few years that really made you not just realize it for other people, but for you?
It's such a good question, Emily, because it's so true as an author that we're always, I mean, everything I do, teaching, writing, is like me teaching myself, me writing to myself, me helping, like lending a hand to help me through whatever I'm navigating. And what I was navigating as I was writing Wild, Willing, and Wise is pretty epic. There was I am a land steward for 180 acres outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico. And we had a wildfire come through 2 years ago. And we lost 95% of the forest. It was devastating. And it just devastated our whole community, all northern New Mexico, the area that I live. And so I had an abundance of fire in my life and a lot of grief. And the book was a way for me to call in and really learn about the qualities of water and that place of how to, when it's calm, rest and put my oars down and listen. And when it was hard, to pick the paddles up and learn how to get more skillful to get through the hard times. And also, like, even when you're dealing with the most devastating things in your life, you still have to find time to be joyous and have adventures. And so that's definitely, that was part of this, what was happening for me behind the scenes, and was real healing medicine, because I found a sense of humor. And, like, you'll see throughout the book, like, I poke a lot of fun at myself and some of the misadventures I'd had. There's a lot of cussing throughout the book. And so it allowed me to do something I'd never done before, which was bring in joy and humor, even while I was navigating something very painful personally, and we as a collective were dealing with a lot of upset and unknown.
I can feel that, and I like that you're open with that, because I do think as a writer, we write our way through, not around, not back and forth, through whatever it is that's come up, and then we learn the lessons. I mean, do you find that you are constantly, are you always writing in your head?
Constantly. I have three books in line, and there's more, but there's three, like, these are the next ones. And I also, one of the things that was beautiful coming out of the fire is I started a Substack called Out of the Fire. And I just started doing some really heartfelt writing about my experiences. And that was also something new. Like, I wrote my way through the experience and brought everybody with me on the journey. And it wasn't like, let me look back at the things that have happened. It was, here's what I'm navigating right now. Really beautiful.
That it, you know, it actually reminds me of a person. God, I hope you've met her already. But if you haven't, please go meet her. Do you ever do work at Kripalu?
I haven't yet. I've been invited to teach up there, but I haven't made it up there yet.
When you get to Kripalu, because you will, there's a woman there named Toni Bergens, and she created something called Journey Dance. And she does the movements to what you are exactly talking about. And so the women go and they put all of their emotions into the fire. And then we jump into the fire and you dance on it. And these people, they cry their eyes out. They laugh hysterically. Everything that you're talking about, the emotion that you worked your way through and is now in book form, is on the floor at Kripalu with Journey Dance with Toni. And she's one of the most just... So she's so alluring. I love to be near her. Her energy is so magnetic, and she's so raw and open and vulnerable and wild and passionate. And she's like, to me, walking fire of passion. But when you get there, find her. Find her, because you two will have so much energy in common. She's magnificent, but when you were explaining all this, I could visualize when I lived up there, and I would go to her Journey Dance class, and I would feel like a different human when I was living up there. I was suffering really big with massive panic. I had gone to a shaman. I had soul retrieval, and it didn't, like, people talked about, you feel whole. I did not feel whole. I felt traumatized. I felt like you brought the most traumatic pieces back. And I tried desperately to work with them, but I really fell. I fell so deeply. That's originally how I started writing in the first place, was because I had, like, nowhere left to hide and nowhere left to go in my mind. And so I began writing to heal my way through what would easily be the hardest years of my life. And Toni, finding her was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me. And I would leave her class and feel like a part of myself that I had no idea was still in existence. And it felt like drugs. It felt like I would leave there so high that I thought, how can somebody feel this amazing, completely sober? Like, it was just, it was so fabulous. But I do hope, I do feel like Kripalu is calling you, and so is Toni Bergen, and I think there will be an amazing connection there. I only wish I was there to witness it. I think those kinds of women, such as yourself, such as Toni, they shouldn't be as rare as they are, but people who allow themselves to be exactly who they are, they're magic. They're magic in this world, and we need more of it, which is exactly what you're doing. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but don't worry. We'll be right back with Heather Ash Amara, and we're going to talk wild, willing, and wise. We'll be right back.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure, from outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right, your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, The Body Heals Itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. If you're tuning in for the first time because you love our guest, Heather Ash Amara, please return. We have the show every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 6 p.m. here on the Central Eastern Standard Time. All right, we're back with Heather Ash Amara. Heather, where can people find you, and where can they order your books?
WildWillingWise.com is the website, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook and all the social media. And the book is available now, independent bookstores, all bookstores, and then online, anywhere books are sold.
And might I mention that you do have a couple of fake accounts, not yours, people trying to be you. Found them. They have sent me requests to connect, and I knew right away it was not yours. Your account is with the check mark, isn't it?
I believe so, and it's Heather Ash Amara, one word, and I will never DM. If I reach out and I'm like, hi, I want to do a reading for you, it's not me. So, yeah, that's a
exactly.
Classic thing that we're struggling with, yeah.
I thought, yeah, because they tried to reach out to me, and as soon as I saw it, it was like one extra something on there, and I said, that is not her. And I know she's not going to reach out. I know she's not, you know, that's the thing. Anyway, let's jump in. Wild, willing, and wise. Take me through the three, what is it?
I think of them as guides. So they're inner guides, and they're also energies that we can look outside of ourselves to help us embody. So wild is our creativity, it's our spark, it's that passion and joy and exploratory, let's have an adventure energy. And willing is our steady, sustainable, what's needed here to grow and build this thing. So I think of wild as a spark that we need to get ourselves going, it's that yes. And then fire, the willing is the fire, which is relational. We have to be in a relationship with what we're growing or birthing, whether that's a child or a business or our own spiritual practice or healing, that we interact with it and it changes, and we want to be in over time. So it's sustainable, nourishing, generative. And then the wise energy is our stillness, it's our connection to the divine or our higher self, our intuition. There's a sense of compassion when we've connected to our wise. And that is the coal. So if you think about a fire, if you want the fire to sustain, you take the oxygen out and you let it go down into deep, deep coals. And people that have tapped into their wisdom, and this can be any age, this isn't an age-related thing, but that have tapped into their wisdom, there's a way that they've digested their experiences and the energy is cold in their body so that it radiates out. And you can feel wisdom. So throughout the book, there's a lot of different exercises and different, what I call medicines that we can use to come into balance with these energies because we can get out of balance. So you can have excess wild or deficiency in wild, or excess willing or deficiency in willing. So example, excess wild is really foolish and not worrying about consequences and flighty and never finishing things. Efficiency of wild is afraid and procrastinating and when we hold ourselves back. And so each of these qualities, none of them are good or bad or right or wrong. They're an awareness practice to get to know ourselves better and to get more insight of what qualities or energies could we use more of in our life.
I feel like I have been that person so many times, and then I've been the person that finished what I started, and when I finished what I've started, it changed who I was forever, like writing a book, like actually getting it. I started out self-publishing. That was madness, absolute madness. It was the hardest thing I've ever done, is doing it alone and wondering, like, I have to be able to do this. It has to. And then when I finally did, it was like, I'm now a person of my word. When I start a project, I aim to complete it. But is that, do you feel like some of that is more happening with age or experience? What's the place in wild that gives you the spark to the fire?
I think part of it is experience and learning from consequences, and then we start then leaning into, oh, I actually need to be willing. If I'm going to finish something, you have to be with the discomfort. Like, willingness is, I'm going to be up at 3 a.m. with the barking kid. Willingness is, I'm going to do the hard things and stay with my discomfort while getting the book finished. And there's a maturing, I think, that happens with each of these qualities. That, again, sometimes it's age and experience, but I also know a lot of elders that are not wise or not willing. So it's more, I think, when we meet other people and are dedicated to healing ourselves and doing our own inner work, and then looking for those energies. So, you know, part of how I learned how to be steadier writing books was I found other people that were authors and writers, and I spent time around them. And I learned from them, and I read their books. And so there was that willingness to learn the craft over time and understand that I needed to put my energy towards something. If I wanted to grow something, then it took action, and it took willingness to keep going, even when it was scary or hard. So I would think willing is about courage. Wild is about curiosity, and wise is about compassion. And that's how we know that we're balanced in those energies.
When I lived in a yoga ashram for a while and studied for yoga teacher training, and one of the things they had us do was keep a daily diary, a daily journal. And two of the questions on there for every single day was, how much time spent in the company of the wise? And the other question at the end was, how much time spent in the company of the foolish? And on days that I would get to be around people that were inspiring and wise, I couldn't wait to answer that question on my daily journal, because we had to bring it back every week, and the teacher would look through it. But when I listened to you say, you know, you were around a lot of other authors, that's so hard to do when you're out there first starting, because at least for me, I didn't know anyone who wrote. Like, what a gift that you were brought into the spaces that you could learn from them. And for people that are listening that might want to do something new, what kind of advice do you have for them to get to be around people that can help them?
I'd say start by reading authors' books that you love, and especially authors that have written about their process of writing. Like, I've written Stephen King's book on writing. I've read that book like probably 10 times. Annie Dillard, A Writer's Life. Like, there's just some books that I've read over and over and over again to get myself to feel their energy and to take that on as something that inspired me. And I think that when we open and say, I want mentors, I want guidance, that it starts to show up. And that's what happened in my life. I ended up becoming a publicist for Amber Allen Publishing for Miguel's books. And so I got to be on the inside of the publishing company for years. But that was just my intent, and life started following it.
Okay, that's amazing. We have to take another commercial break, but I want to hear more about this. We'll be right back with Heather Ash Amara.
Trauma or joy, shame or happiness, guilt or empowerment. Let Emily's new book, Healing Ourselves Whole, be the bridge to help you release negative emotions to help you heal on every level to create more joy, more health, and more vitality. Our body knows what we might forget. It's time to rearrange your inner conversation into spectacular health and happiness, and Healing Ourselves Whole is your step-by-step guide. Find out more at EmilyAFrancesBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
You may never totally understand this man-woman emotional connection thing, but now you can understand your muscles' emotional connection in regards to your health. That's right. Your muscles have an emotional connection. And if you want an easy-to-use blueprint to understand your muscles' emotion, then get Emily A. Francis's book, The Body Heals Itself. It helps you activate and heal your muscles on an emotional level. So indeed, the body heals itself. Plus, it's filled with tools you can use immediately. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com. Buy The Body Heals Itself now.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to All About Healing. I'm your host, Emily Francis, and today's guest is Heather Ash Amara. She is the author of several books, but her newest book is Wild, Willing, and Wise, and it is available, I believe, right now. Am I right?
Yes, it just had its first day July 30th, so it's now available everywhere.
I love it. Congratulations. That is huge. You know, you said right before the break that you wrote letters to different authors and that you read a lot of books over and over. I wrote letters to different authors as well. And a couple of them wrote me back, which was amazing. And I used to look at the newspaper at what authors were coming to town to speak, and I would go. Because it's exactly what you're talking about, Heather Ash, that when you're out there and you're trying to go into a new avenue, you do everything you can to be near it. It's almost like the energy moves. I said it with a little cough. It wasn't actually a laugh. It's like the energy moves, and you sort of, if you get into those circles, you can sort of share some of that beautiful energy of intention. But I want to jump into that about setting your intention and how to step into that space. So take the audience through what ways you would guide them.
Yeah, I like using the current book of those three energies, wild, willing, and wise, because each of us could really use having balance with each of them and with whatever we're creating. So sometimes in the process of healing, of creating something, we recognize, oh, I need a little bit more willingness, or I need more wise, or I need more wild. And we can find that energy inside. And we need to find it inside, but we can also look outside of ourselves for who already has what I am seeking or the energy. And it might be a tree. It might be a child. It might be your favorite author. So it doesn't have to be necessarily a human, or it might be even a movie character. And to then put yourself around those people or that place. Like, I spend a lot of time in nature because it soothes and helps me connect to my wife. And that's a really important part of my practice for my healing. And I think that on our journey, often what I've seen is that when we set intent, so if I say I want to love more, I want to heal this part of my life, I want to have a relationship, that I always vision it that we're taking a seed and we're saying to the universe, hey, universe, I really want this. And that takes courage to get clear about what we really want in our life, what we're passionate, to name our wild and that burning yes that we have in our soul. It takes courage and a willingness to name the wild and then plant that seed and say, yes, this is what I want. And then what happens is, there's synchronicities, there are surprises. I mean, how I got to work for the Four Agreements, the author of the Four Agreements, I mean, the publishing company, I already knew Miguel was working with him, but I called the publishing company one day because some books had gotten lost, and the publisher, Janet Mills, in frustration said, oh, I can't believe this happened again. Do you want a job? And I got really quiet, and I was like, maybe. You know, what do you need? And I ended up working with her for 5 years and being the publicist for the Four Agreements and Mastery of Love. and learning the back end of publishing. But it was that synchronicity that happened that I said yes to. So that all happens. Like, there's miracles and there's surprises, and we have to pay attention and step towards them. But what also happens is that a lot of people don't learn or don't get is that what also happens is there's obstacles that start to arise. And the obstacle is, you know, the place where the first book that I did not do well. That was an obstacle. There's obstacles inside of ourselves. And the obstacles are not the universe saying, you don't deserve to do this, you're doing it wrong, you're bad. The obstacle, I believe, is the universe going, I love what you want, and clean this up. This is something, there's a belief or an agreement or a pattern that needs to be cleaned up, and here's an obstacle that you can use to reflect and to uncover what's in the way. And so there's a beauty of listening and looking both for where are the synchronicities, but also opening fully to, and where are the obstacles? Because the obstacles can be our greatest teachers as well and help us to get more strong and more solid and look at where we're holding ourselves back or where we need to adjust our intent perhaps. So I get all excited talking about this because it's so fun when we start living our lives more from a like, yep, there's going to be obstacles, rather than making ourselves wrong or beating ourselves up that they're obstacles. Like you said, Emily, we don't want to live an easy, like, nothing happening life. We want to be engaged. And when we're engaged in life, there's both beauty and there's also grief and challenges and hard times.
I have a question that I've been thinking about a lot since my new life here, because my whole life is totally different in Malta. I don't have a work visa. I am not allowed to go into bodywork practice or any of that over here. But instead, I've wound up on TV over 40 episodes, and I write for the tourism magazine. I had another book come out, and now I have a new media show. There's been so much opportunity. And if I would have hung on super tight to the place that I wanted to be, or even, quite frankly, to my vision board. You know, I was so set on really
yes.
deciding my goals, really getting clear with everything that I wanted, that I feel like I didn't leave space for the unexpected. And I've been sitting with this now for a couple of years, because obviously I still want to be clear and open and have goals, but I do feel like sometimes we get a little too tight holding our goals so tight that we squeeze them and they don't have the space for surprises. But I'd love to hear your take on my, like, I know I'm going somewhere with these thoughts, but I haven't quite articulated beyond don't close the space.
I love that. It's so true. So I think of that we want to have a balance in our life. It's helpful to have a balance in our life of attachment and surrender. And when we attach too tightly, like, I know that what this is supposed to look like, and even I know what my life is supposed to look like, I know what the process is supposed to look like. You're so right. We shut down and we don't open the spaciousness in our being or the capacity to see what else life might be bringing us or showing us or inviting us into. We become really narrow. And so we also need to balance. And for me, that's warrior energy. The warrior is, I know where I'm going. I will get there no matter what. Nothing can stand in my way. And that's a beautiful energy. But either way, it can get out of balance if you have too much. And so we want to bring in the goddess. And the goddess energy, for me, is around surrender, letting go, the spaciousness to be like, I don't know. Let's see. How does the universe want to play? And that creates that balance.
I have so many questions.
Hold, let go. Hold, let go.
I love it. Okay, we have one more time left. So we have one more commercial break, and then Emily's Energy Corner is coming up next. But we're keeping Heather Ash on so it stays like it is. We'll be right back, and we're going to pick this right up. Thank you.
Emily A. Francis's new book, The Taste of Joy, Mediterranean Wisdom for a Life Worth Savoring, is all about heartfelt hints on attaining the most healthiest, fun, and inspiring life. By adding a bit of the Mediterranean lifestyle into your life, you'll explore the wisdom of eating mindfully, seasonally, and locally, as well as discover Mediterranean family secrets to health and happiness. And it's all in The Taste of Joy. Get your copy today at Amazon.com or visit EmilyAFrancisBooks.com.
Now there's hope for authentic healing. A new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing, Create Your Own Path to Physical, Emotional, Energetic, and Spiritual Wellness, can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
If you have low vision or are blind, then listen up. There's now high visibility trendy sports clothing available just for you. At AwareWolfGear.com, you'll find attractive, stretchy, warm hoodies, headgear, leggings, even kids' wear to fit the duality of blindness, the need to be seen without drawing needless attention. Check out these trendy clothes for yourself or for someone you know at AwareWolfGear.com. That's AwareWolfGear.com. AwareWolfGear.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. It's that time. It's Emily's Energy Corner. Heather asks, that's usually for me to speak off the cuff, go where I want, and most of the time I do it by myself. But if I have a guest on that is way engaging and I just cannot let go, I can't let go. So I'm going to keep you for the 8 minutes. I hope that's okay with you. And
yes,
I want to take
wonderful.
This thing all the way through. Because here's my other question. The let go, the hold tight, let go, hold tight, let go. How do we keep ourselves engaged enough that we don't lose the focus, but we don't hold so tight that it pops?
And it's really like breathing. So we can see that off our breath in a way of like the inhale is the yes, I'm going to focus and have clarity and direct my attention and my actions. And the exhale is, and I surrender into the universe and trust that there's possibly things I can't even imagine. And so it's about finding the dance of which one is easier for us. Because I've seen some of us, we tend to hold on more, and we need to lean more into the surrender and the exhale and the letting go. And other ones of us are like, lean back into the, everything will be fine. I'm just going to let go and it'll happen. And we're not, we actually need more inhale action focus. So once we have a sense in our lives of I tend to attach or I tend to kind of procrastinate and let everything go, then we can start taking steps towards a little bit of action and then come back and pause. And I love, that's why I love community so much, because I love having people in my life that are on a similar path, that where we lovingly remind each other, oh, sweetie, this might be a time to let go. This might be a time to open. Or, ooh, might be action. And I see that in other people as well. So it's such a beautiful practice of inhale, exhale, and fine-tuning, like tuning ourselves and finding the balance for us. And balance is incredibly active. Balance is not a static thing. It's an active dance with life. And I think life shows us. Life will invite us into the dance of like, ooh, you're holding on a little too tightly there. Or you could take some more action as we listen.
Now, here's my next question then. Because when I have something that could potentially be really big, I hold on to it tight and I don't really share it until, let's say, the contract is signed.
or, you know, whatever it is that's really going, because I need the, I need it to be currently in action before I share. But you're saying in this group energy, you kind of open up and they, you know, help each other. Is that, do you do that too with, like, ideas that aren't currently, like, fully engaged, or do you do that once you're on that path?
I do that with a small circle. So I wouldn't do that, like, everybody gets to know everything about my life. And there are people in my life that do know everything. And that if there's something that I'm doing that, you know, when we're gestating something, we need to protect it. That's just the truth, that there's a level of pulling in and holding it. And I found it helpful in my life to have people that can sit with me while I'm gestating something and not be like, what's it going to be? Is it going to work? But are just like, I'm with you. I'm here. I'm in this journey with you. And that are loving and supporting me through. So invaluable. And to have that level of not needing to fix or tell me what it's going to look like, but to sit with me, I think all of us could learn how to be lovingly compassionate with each other wherever we are in the journey.
Speaking of, you, on October 25th through the 27th, are part of a writing room, presents Writers Rising. And Anne LaFont, I love her so much, is part of this group. You are going to have the most amazing time, and you're one of the people teaching this. Tell everybody so that they can sign up.
Oh my God, I'm so fangirling over getting to meet Annie Lamont. Anne Lamott. It is a weekend workshop the end of October, and my dear friend Jacob Nordby is one of the people presenting it. And it's a journey. So it's for people that are writers or that want to be writers or artists, or like want to be in the creative process. And there's Cheryl Strayed's going to be there, Marlon James, Jen Pasteloff, Anne Lamott. There's so many different authors coming together. And we're going to be taking everybody on a journey of self-discovery through writing. I'm ecstatic about being part of that journey. And I believe it's October 25th through the 27th in Los Angeles. Yeah, a writer's room is there, is the online version, and then it's called Writers Rising is the event.
Take me through. Take me through the minute that somebody reached out and said, do you want to be part of this? Because this is like every one of our dreams. So please, just feed me a little. Take me.
My friend Jacob Nordby, who used to work for my publisher and now works is an author and is now working with Anne Lamott and Sam Lamott, wrote me and was like, hey, I'm doing this thing. Would you like to be part of it? And I literally like stopped and was like, is this real? Is this really happening? Did he say Anne Lamott? And I wrote him back, and I'm like, yes, 100%, when? And then he's like, oh, and Cheryl Strayed's going to be there, too, and he starts listing more people. So it was just such a thrill to be invited into something that is so dear to my heart and to be able to be part of this journey of helping writers to rise, to expand, to bring voices forward. So, yeah. And I'm going to be fangirling that.
Please, and give her a hug from me, too. But, you know, you earned every bit of this. All of these fabulous opportunities that are coming to you, these people that you're meshing with and melding with, and you have such a similar energy, intention, and purpose. And it's amazing that they're finding you and you're finding them, and it's fabulous, and I'm thrilled for you, but you have your name, your work is powerful, and you hold just as dear and strong of a space. So the next person, they're going to be fangirling over you. In fact, I freaked out when I saw the publicist say, do you want to interview her? I had exactly the same response to having you on the show that you did to go and teach with Anne Lamott. So that circle, it's continuous, and you're a huge part of that. You're the fire, the good fire, the radiant. So it's amazing, and I'm thrilled for you, and I want you to really feel that from Malta, that this is amazing, and you earned every bit of it.
Oh, thank you. That's wondrous. Yes, it's so sweet. And I love you know, being on tour now, when people come up to me and start crying, they're like, your book changed my life. And I'm like, come here, let me hug you. Like, it's such a joy to know that, like, I've inspired somebody just by living my life and being authentic. And to be, I don't know how to explain this, but, like, to be like, yeah, isn't this great that we can be inspired by each other? And it is a circle. People are so inspired by you, Emily, and then they else. It's a beautiful love fest that we're all in.
Well, I'm grateful for it, and I loved having you on, and I hope that you come back after the workshop so you can tell us all about it even more. And you guys that are listening, go to wildwillingwise.com. That's wildwillingwise.com. And please run and go get Wild, Willing, and Wise by Heather Ash Amara. Heather Ash, thank you so much for being here, and I can't wait to speak to you again.
Thank you so much, Emily.
And you guys that have been listening, make it a great week.
Emily A. Francis offers you a unique approach to healing that works directly within the memory systems of your body. Healing Ourselves Whole is a groundbreaking interactive book containing everything you need to clean your emotional house from top to bottom, including journal prompts and audio meditations, all to help you dig deep into your past, change the dialogue, and let go of the pain and trauma to have a joyful and fully empowered life. Find out more at EmilyAFrancisBooks.com and buy Healing Ourselves Whole at Amazon.com now.
Now there's hope for authentic healing, a new book by Emily A. Francis, Whole Body Healing. Create your own path to physical, emotional, energetic, and spiritual wellness can help you discover a deeper way to approach your healing instead of using just the usual mainstream medical single methods. With Whole Body Healing and its extensive background of research, you'll be able to create your own healing path to achieve true and lasting results. Pre-order Whole Body Healing now at Amazon.com. You won't want to miss this priceless information. Whole Body Healing at Amazon.com by Emily A. Francis.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.